Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You are still tuned to Spectrum with me, Mpho Moko, on the Spectrum. Oh, the Monday edition of Spectrum. Yeah, I nearly said something else. Monday edition of Spectrum. You're together until 6 o'clock. Look forward to having Dwayne Van Rensburg later on, just after 6 o'clock news. He'll be taking over with Pulpit Spot. We are making way for my chat with Masego Kunupi this afternoon. She's my guest. We do look forward to her speaking to our hearts this afternoon. She's in the beauty business. God has been using her in a mighty way, empowering the lives of women, changing the lives of women, making sure that women are serving in their purpose, and in what they are called to do. So I really look forward to what she has for us today. Traffic has been really bad on the road, and she's been texting as she's driving here to say, don't worry, I'm coming, traffic. And I believe she's almost here. In 2 minutes' time, I promise you, she'll be here. If you have any questions, as me and her will be chatting this afternoon, do send us a WhatsApp message, 082-657-2729. Drop me a voice note or text me. And let me know if you have any questions or comments regarding our chat this afternoon. So someone sent me a message today, and I found it a very heartwarming message, and I thought I should share it with you and read it for you. The message says, it's a message to start the week with. It says, dear God, thank you for ushering us into a new week. And that is this week. And it says, may you cover us with your righteousness as we apply for those jobs. May we see you, God, when we enter those business meetings. May we hear you. Put your words in our mouth. And this season, all I want is to make you known. So it's also my prayer for you two listening, that if you are trusting God for a job, may you see him. If you are going to pitch a business idea, may you see him in everything that you will be doing this week, today, this month. May God's glory be seen, in your life. May it not be about you, but be about him. So I pray that it may be such a beautiful week for you. May you receive those things that you've been praying for and hoping for and trusting God for and waiting for. May, God take you from one glory to the other. May you testify of his goodness and mercy and grace. His mercies are new every morning, every day. The gift of life when we wake up in the morning. That's a mercy. Sometimes we pray for big things, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that we are able to wake up and see another day, it's a blessing. The fact that we are able to open your eyes, it's a blessing. The fact that you have 10 rand in your wallet to spend to buy bread, it's a blessing. So also let us get into the habit of realizing blessings, even in the small little things. Let us not undermine the gift of life, being able to buy bread. There are situations that are far worse than where we are, and we see God blessing us every day, abundantly so in every area of our life, and we should praise him in all that we do, all that we say, each and every day. So I pray that you become blessed this week. I pray that you see God in everything that you do. I pray that he comes through for you in whatever that you're going through. And our guest is here. Masego, you look beautiful. So I did tell the listeners that you look beautiful, but yeah, now that I see you, you look beautiful. You can put on your earphones if you're comfortable. Yeah.
Put them on. Good afternoon.
And how are you, my sister?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm also blessed. So traffic, what happened? Traffic showed you flames, ne?
Joburg.
Yeah, I know.
A trip that is supposed to take me about 34 minutes took me about
an
48,
hour.
48. Almost an hour.
So were you driving from in Joburg?
Four ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You look beautiful, I must say.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you in studio.
I'm happy to be here.
Your first time here?
It's my first time here.
We thank God.
We thank God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord.
Amen.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So, Masego, quickly, not quickly, relax. Ne? Let me not rush you. We just got in.
Thank you so much.
At 5 o'clock, we're going to go for news. Mm-hmm. So, you'll be able to relax more. And we'll continue when we come back from news.
Thank you.
But before the news, we still have a bit of time.
Yeah.
Quickly tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, and where you come from.
Well, if you read my bio anyway, be it on social media, LinkedIn, wherever you read, you'll see Woman of God first.
Mm.
You know, I think that has been my foundation before we get into what I do.
Yeah.
Because we tend to base who we are on what we've achieved.
True.
And that's not really who we are.
Yeah.
I think who we are is whose we are.
Amen.
You know, so I'm a woman of God first. And it's sort of set me apart in many ways.
Sure.
You know, the fact that I have the foundation of God.
Mm.
And people always ask, how have you done certain things? And there are things I can't explain.
Sure.
Because
it also shocks you.
It shocks me. Mm. God shocks me every now and then.
Sure.
You know, so that's who I am. And what I've done is, yes, I've built a beauty company over the last 11 years, almost 11 years now.
Sure.
You know, and I've managed to empower quite a lot of young women.
Mm.
And it's just been grace.
Sure.
I really can't take much credit.
I hear you.
I don't know how to take credit for what has transpired in my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure. And how does it feel like to be a woman called in ministry and serving in the marketplace? You know, when a lot of us would want to preach on the pulpit, you know, go to revivals, and here you are having your own revival in the beauty industry,
you know. It's a very good question. It's a good question because we think calling has to do with preaching.
Yeah.
And not so much.
Mm.
I think a calling is when God wants to use you so that people can see him.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't matter if you are standing behind a pulpit. Mm. It doesn't matter if I'm teaching people about makeup.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't really matter because some people come to us really broken.
Mm.
There are women who come to our academy not sure of what steps they should take.
Mm.
And if you are the person that's speaking into a life of somebody, that makes you a called person.
Sure.
Because now I have to awake somebody's purpose.
Hmm.
And that's a calling, and it's deeper than you think.
Sure.
You know, because somebody can look at me and think, oh, she has a beauty company, you know, and it's not so much a beauty company.
Hmm.
It's really my ministry. I call it that.
Hmm.
It's my ministry.
Sure.
You know, I speak and I awake things in women that they didn't alone know that they had in them.
Hmm.
You know, so ministry, I want us to be more cognizant of the fact that it's not about preaching or being behind a pulpit.
Yeah.
It's more about how you affect people's life.
Amen.
And what you say to them, is it effective?
Huh.
You know, effectiveness is one thing, and being affecting and effective is two different things.
True.
You know, so if you speak somebody and they go home and they apply it, then you are effective.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what ministry is, you know. So I have my own ministry with women that I interact with on a daily basis.
Sure. Yeah. So tell us about your beauty business. How did you start or get to it? You say you started 11 years ago, but I can imagine you. How did you start? Did you study beauty? How did all this journey start?
Okay, so I studied economics.
Okay,
sure. And I know, worlds apart, right?
Worlds apart.
So I grew up with, my parents are both teachers.
Okay.
Very strict growing up. And my older sister, who's a doctor, and then comes me. I'm like, oh, Papa, I want to do fashion or beauty. And my dad is like, no ways. Your sister's
as a doctor. Yeah, you should be a lawyer or something.
So, lawyer or something. And actually,
sure.
Funny you say that, my dad wanted to be a lawyer himself.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to live that dream through me.
I can imagine.
It wasn't my dream, you know, because he thought I talk so much. I'm so confident, so I should be a lawyer. And that wasn't the case. So I studied economics. I chose economics because I did well in it in high school. I got a distinction at the end of matric in English and economics. And I thought, let me do economics.
Okay.
But I really wanted to study beauty or fashion.
Mm.
I studied economics. I worked in procurement for a good 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And on weekends, I would do people's hair. I would do ladies' nails. You know, the things that I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought there's really, really something there. And one day I resigned.
Sure.
I quit my job. I served 24 hours. Mm. I handed in a 24-hour notice.
Mm.
And I took a leap of faith.
Mm.
And I started doing mobile hair services to people who knew me.
Okay.
And it really just grew from there. You know, I can't tell you the step by step. Like I said, I think some things are just grace.
Yeah.
I can't explain certain things that, that I've achieved. I really can't, you know. And a year later, I had a salon, you know. It failed, though. I like talking about it because people think...
Oh, everything has been well. So there were times when you've been broken, where you felt like quitting.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Sure. You know, like we always use the scripture that no weapon formed against us
shall prosper.
But the fact that there is that scripture means there will be weapons. I think we often think that once you reach your place of purpose, there's not going to be opposition. It's when you reach it that you reach, that you see the most opposition.
Sure.
You know, so I can tell you a lot about the battles, the hurdles that I've faced.
Sure.
More especially in the beginning, you know, two failed businesses, but I still carried on.
Sure.
You know,
you never gave up.
I didn't.
Sure.
I didn't. And I never went back to corporate. I never went back to, even though I could with my qualification, I could have just knocked on a door and said, look, let me just get a job, you know. But on my worst days, I didn't even go in and look for a job again.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's your journey. 11 years later.
Yeah.
Sure. And crazy. Now you even have this has turned into a franchise.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, God has been good because, look, I started by doing hair, then subsequently makeup, and then, you know, nails and like the full house service. And today I'm empowering other women, you know, who also want to own their own businesses. But now they're saying, I'm afraid to go in alone, you know, and here's my brand. Here's a proven brand. Here's an established brand in the beauty industry that says, okay, we've proven this model. It does work. So let me sell it to you so that you can empower yourself.
Sure.
You know, and that's where I am today.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, in all this, how have you seen God working in your life? You know, in all this, what do you say in your quiet time sometimes? How what do you say to him?
Yeah, I can't help but give him the glory every day. You know, I think there are things that will happen to you on a daily basis that will remind you that it's not you. You know, it keeps me so humble just knowing that it is the glory of God. It is His grace. It's His mercy. Every morning I remind myself that just even the fact that I woke up today and I'm going to touch a life today, it's His mercy alone.
Sure.
You know, my challenges keep me humble, you know. So it helps me just to remember that it's all the glory of God. It's nothing that I've done because I always pray for wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not clever by myself.
True.
But if I have the wisdom of God, you know, then I can face all the challenges that I need to face on a daily basis.
Okay. Masego, let's hold it right there.
Sure.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm going to go for the news. And when we come back, you and I will continue on our talk. Sure. So great to have you here, man.
I'm happy to be here.
So relax. You are home.
Thank
and I'll
you.
Do the news.
Thank you so much.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to. Someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Oh man, what a beautiful song, Marcel Dowden, this afternoon, How You Love Me. I'm still with Masego Kunupi in the studio, and we're having a chat about her journey. She's just sharing on her testimony, how she has seen God working in her life and with her beauty business as well. If you're a woman listening this afternoon, you know, you also want to get into the beauty business, she is here. She's the expert. You have the right to ask questions, comment. WhatsApp line is 0826572729. Drop us a voice note or send your message. Okay, I was checking our WhatsApp chats. So someone is just asking for something. I thought they have a question for you and me. So Masego, continuing, you know, there's probably someone listening this afternoon,
yeah,
and they need encouragement. You know, they are scared to start. You know, God has called them into something.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it, how to tackle it, or how to start.
Yeah.
You know, how would you encourage someone who, you know, needs to do something, whether
yeah.
it's sell something, baking, do you, hair, whatever. How can you encourage them to start?
You know what the enemy often does is God will speak to you first.
Yeah.
You'll have this idea. Mm. And you think, oh, I must sell hair,
mm.
you know, or I must sell Tupperware. It always comes as a small thing,
mm.
but then the enemy comes and he...
And it's like, everybody's selling Tupperware.
Yeah,
why would you want to do that? Yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing makeup,
mm.
like me, for instance.
Mm.
You know, everyone is already in the beauty industry.
Yeah, true.
That's what the enemy does. But
mm.
our problem or our biggest mistake as people is God speaks into us. You
yeah.
know, he gives us a vision and then we call a friend.
Yeah.
We tell our parents.
Mm.
You know, I mean, for me, I told my dad and I said, Papa, I want to be in the beauty industry. And my dad himself said, no, you can't do that.
Mm.
You know, so sometimes there's even people from your
sure.
from your own home.
Yeah, or closer circle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when
sure.
Jairus' daughter was ill
mm-hmm.
and Jesus had to go heal the daughter, someone from his compound came
sure.
and said, don't bother the master. Your daughter's already dead.
Sure.
You know, the Bible says it's somebody from their compound.
Mm.
So it resonated with me because it was my
mm.
own dad.
Mm.
And to be honest, he's so proud of me today. But
sure.
then
he did not see it as something that can happen.
He did not see it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to advise somebody out there who wants to start something, just to say to them that don't seek a second opinion
mm.
when God has given you the vision.
Amen. Sure.
You know, we mm. often say, yo, Chomi, you know, I want to do this. Papa, I want to do this.
Mm.
Mama, I want to try this. And they don't necessarily give you the vision. God gives it to you, not your parent, not your friend.
True.
So when
it won't make sense to someone else.
It doesn't make
sure.
A sense. I saw a meme on social media that says a vision, it doesn't come in a form of a conference call.
Hmm.
So God is not going to call your mother as well.
Hmm.
He's going to tell you.
Hmm.
And it's up to you to listen to that initial voice.
Sure.
Don't seek validation. God has validated you.
Hmm.
So what the enemy's does is that he tries to get you not to start
mm.
and then he's finished you there.
Discourages you
before you start.
Sure.
So the trick mm. is to start.
Mm.
I say that to my students, I say that to everybody. I mean, I started just selling hair.
Mm.
You know, I bought hair online from China for about 200 rand,
mm.
you know, some years ago, and I sold it for, I think, about 700 rand.
Mm.
You know, but the enemy will tell you, don't start, don't do it. Start. The trick is to start.
True.
So
sure.
defy the voice of the enemy
mm.
in the initial stage.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how can people, or women rather, because mm. your business specializes about, get into your beauty business? How do you get students? Usually what happens?
Okay, so I use social media a lot.
Okay.
So what happened with me is I've taken advantage of the influence that I have on social media.
All right.
You know, social media, you can use it for negative
mm,
or you can
or
use
good.
It for positive.
Yeah.
So I really use it to benefit my business.
Okay.
So what people can do is showcase your talent.
Mm.
Ask your friends to post for you.
Mm.
Ask your friends to share. You know,
mm.
every time somebody shares something, somebody
mm.
else sees it.
Yeah.
You know, partner up with another business,
mm.
an existing business.
Mm.
You know, be it fashion, hair, beauty.
Mm.
You know, partner with those people and ask your partners, your friends to share your
mm.
work.
Mm.
You know, that's how you get people to respond to you.
Mm.
You know, because when we start out, people don't know us.
Mm.
Nobody
True.
Knew me when
sure.
I started
so
out.
So social media helped.
It helped me.
And that's how you get your students.
That's how
okay.
I get,
okay.
let's see, about 75%
Listen.
Of my students.
Sure. And what happens afterwards? You train them?
We train them. Mm-hmm. So we train women and men. I've trained men as well.
Wow.
A few though, but men are also welcome. Yeah. I've trained men that want to get into the beauty industry.
Okay.
Somebody who wants to be, you know, a makeup artist. And I was listening to you.
And a lot of men also do nails.
I mean,
my nail technician, do you call them technicians? It's a
technician,
guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Very good.
And they're good. I've trained a couple of men, you know. So we train people that want to be professionals in the industry.
Okay.
And if you look at the beauty industry, you find that it's very, how can I say, it's not structured. So I'm doing my best to bring a lot of structure into the industry, whereas people are formally trained, you know, and teaching people how to price, you know, how to invoice, because people in the beauty industry live from hand to mouth.
Yeah.
And you want to do away with the hand to mouth because your business doesn't grow if it's not structured.
Okay.
So you need systems, you know, and I think that's what differentiates me from my from other beauty companies is I bring the structure. I teach systems as well as the skills.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. And how many women? I think you said about 13 women who are now having their own franchise.
Okay, so now the franchise is like a new baby of mine.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think it was birthed last year.
Okay.
The research has been done from about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the moment, yes, we have 13 franchisees.
Okay.
And we are busy promoting and the launches and so on. So this is now people that are going to own their own Chic Beauties.
Okay. Because you call it Chic?
Chic Beauty,
yeah.
You know, some people pronounce it Chic.
Yes, I was pronouncing it Chic.
Say that?
Yes.
It's okay, I forgive
okay.
you. Everyone does that, including my parents.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all right. It's Chic Beauty.
Okay.
And you know what I like to do, Mpo, is I like to challenge myself to figure something out. And once I've figured it out, I give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing with my franchise. I'm empowering somebody with something that has been figured out. My model has gone through the ups, the downs, you know, and it's been a proven thing right now. I can prove that it works. It's a proven model. And now I'm giving the opportunity to somebody who's afraid to go into the industry alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And tell me, what goes on through on your day to day? Like, what happens on a day to when you wake up in the morning? Do you have class? Do you have, you know, students to train?
Yeah.
What usually happens in your day to day business?
Okay. So prior to COVID-19, just like there, you know, because we sort of took a pause, you know, and we have to be open about it. Prior to that, my day would be, okay, of course, me waking up and checking with my assistant. What does my day look like? Am I training people? And within the academy, I have other therapists or facilitators that train other services. Like, I would focus mainly on the makeup. Then we have the nail technicians.
Okay.
You have your microblading artists, your lash technicians, you know, that focus on those other classes. You know, so I would obviously make sure that everything is ready for those classes to take place.
Yeah.
You know, for so for me today, it's more about overseeing what happens in the class.
Sure.
You know, and now with the franchise coming along, communicating with franchisees, the agents who do our area searches, my partner, you know, who's also my accountant, communicating with her, the HR side of it, because also when we, with every franchisee, hands on with the hiring of who's going to work in the salons, you know, because the standards of practice, your SOPs, I want to make sure that the quality is the same throughout all the franchisees. So it's also the HR side of things and legal. It's a, it's really a lot that goes into a day. I just have to oversee everything and make sure that everyone is happy.
Sure. Wow. Amazing. I think sometimes we take it light. We think being in the beauty business is easy. You just wake up, wear makeup, and that's it.
That's the misconception.
Yeah.
That is the biggest misconception.
Sure.
And I tell my students all the time when I get a moment to interact with them that there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. You know, not so much hours of sleep. You know, we sleep when we can. But every time I'm awake, I'm working. Whether it's 7 a.m. or 9 p.m., I'm still communicating with someone. Doing my research, I read a lot.
Sure.
You know, I read a lot on franchising models, you know, the ones that have sustained in the industry. How long have they stayed? And those that didn't, what made them fail? You know, because you also want to overcome those things. So It's quite a lot. You know, there is really a misconception about the beauty industry. You're very right.
Sure.
You know?
And also regarding beauty itself, I think a lot of people think because we are Christians, especially Christian women, we shouldn't be in these things of beauty. And I don't know. I personally think there's nothing wrong with being a beautiful woman of God inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Outside appearance counts as well.
Cleanliness is close to godliness.
Isn't that true?
Okay,
sure. So, because I'm thinking the likes of Queen Esther in the Bible. It says she would take, you know, some time.
Yes.
To beautify herself.
You have to, you know, as long as, I always preach that, as long as your inside is as beautiful.
True.
Because for someone like me who works on the outer appearance, you know, I care more about my inner disposition.
Sure.
Because that comes through. I'm telling you, Mpo, you can wear layers of makeup, but if your heart is not beautiful, we will see it.
True.
And we will see it the minute you walk in, because there's something called discernment. You know, and as a child of God, that is one of the things that you have, is to discern.
Yeah.
You know, the minute somebody sits down, you can just already pick up in the energy, their heart, where their heart is. You know, is somebody humble? Jesus Christ was very humble, even when he walked on earth. You know what I mean? So things like humility, they make you more beautiful than eyebrows and eyeshadow.
True.
And there's no work that makeup can do to cover an ugly heart.
Yeah.
Never.
Sure. Amen.
You
that's
know,
a sermon.
That's a sermon on its own. You know, so you can never ever cover your outer, you know, to try and hide
what's inside of you.
Your inside. You know, even the word of God says that greater is in that is within us. You know, the Bible often speaks of what is within, inner disposition. If you look at scriptures, it's always talking about the inside, and it shows on the outside.
Sure.
You know, and
Amen.
People are always going to remember, people are always going to say, oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, you know, people look at you and think, oh, she's pretty. You know, it's the first impression. And growing up with my dad always used to say to me, I remember even when I was as small as somebody who sat down on his lap, he would say to me that people will always be attracted to you because of how you look, but they will stay because of who you are.
Amen.
That thing resonated with me.
Sure.
You know, it reminded me that, fine, people say, oh, hi, hello, she's pretty. Oh, she's beautiful. But then how much they stay in your life really depends on what you say.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Your beauty or whatever can get you into a room, but how long you stay is going to be your character.
Sure.
That keeps you in the room. And can you communicate with people in order to stay in the room? You know, is your wavelength the same as people?
Sure.
I'll get you into a boardroom, but are you going to stay? You know, so I've never been somebody that's relied on how I look, though I talk a lot about beauty, you know, because it's my industry. But I think people who have interacted with me know that I always talk about who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So for listeners this afternoon, those who would like to get hold of you and get more info regarding, you know, what you do and how they can get through, how do our listeners keep in touch with you? How do we get you? Are you visible on social media? Yeah. Where do we find more information?
Okay, so I'm very visible on social media, but my website is www.chicbeauty,
okay,
which is spelled chiquebeauty.co.za.
Okay.
On Facebook, you can find Masego Gunupi. On Instagram, at Masego_SA. And all of my contact details are under both of my bios. So you can find any other thing that any other contact that you need from me.
And you know, something interesting happened. I think, you know, during the day when I was just going through, you know, preparing for our interview this afternoon, something just dropped in my spirit regarding your surname. Your surname is Gunupi, right?
Yes.
Gunupi, does it mean a button?
No.
Oh, what, you know, what does your Gunupi mean?
Gunupi, it's one of those, you know, Gunupi in Afrikaans.
What is a Gunupi?
It means a button.
Yes.
But Kimotswana, so it's just Gunupi. I don't know that.
So it doesn't
there
mean.
There is no meaning.
Yeah.
But throughout my primary school, people called me Buttons.
Yeah. Also, during, I was thinking, Masego Gunupi. So I was thinking, like, you know, incense like Knopi, a button.
No, because like Kunupo.
But
with
we
an
also
O at the end.
But we call it Kunupi.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't mean
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my jersey in a little Kunupi.
I see.
Yeah. So I was also just thinking that, wow, so she's a Kunupi in the beauty business. You know, you are the
one who...
Yeah, you are the one who
buttons.
Yeah, put it together.
But I also heard you saying I can sing. I don't know who told you that.
Yes, you can sing, right?
I don't.
Yes.
I can't.
You
Look,
can't
let
sing.
Let me tell you.
But like, you were singing at some point in your life, right? You never sang?
Let me tell you. In my family,
yeah,
no one can sing.
So you,
okay, they can sort of sing, but then I'm the one that has a better voice. So you know, at Christmas,
you've never sang at all at church, at a group somewhere, something?
Yeah, I've sang before.
Exactly my point. You can sing.
I believed I could sing. That's why I sang.
Masuko, you are trying to deny it. You can sing.
I can do all things. You know,
through Christ. Amen.
I can do all things.
You are the Kunupi. You are the Kunupi in the beauty business. So hit us with one verse, Nyan.
I really, really can't sing. I can give you like a scripture or something.
But not a song.
Not a song.
Joan on the WhatsApp line says, please repeat her details. We'll repeat it, but I'm sure I'll also just respond to her. So Masiko says you can visit her website, www.chicbeauty.co.za. And
yes,
the chic is spelled chique beauty.co.za. What does chic mean? Is it like a chic? Like, okay.
So chic is another word for elegance.
Oh.
You know, so right. When I came up with the name, I wanted to bring elegance to the beauty industry, you know. So I thought chic beauty. And then the slogan says elegance at its peak.
Okay. So you can visit www.chicbeauty.co.za or Masiko Kunupi on Facebook. And you said on Instagram?
Masiko underscore SA.
SA.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'll also, Joan, just respond to your message on the WhatsApp line. I think Joan has some interest, so she'll be contacting you very soon.
Thank you, Joan. Chat to you soon.
So right now, I would like to put you on a spot. Can you please lead us in prayer?
Okay.
Yeah. Pray for our listeners, especially for those one who are really pregnant with visions and things that God, businesses, you know, things that God wants them to give birth to, that they've been, you know, holding on, scared, you know.
Yeah.
So just pray for them this
and
afternoon.
And just before I go into prayer, I just want to remind everyone that's been going through the challenges that we've all been facing. You know, I've had like my scriptures that I really go to, but recently, especially with the coronavirus, I've really resonated with Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34 that speaks about today has its own worries of its own.
Do not worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got its own worries.
Yeah.
You know, and God has made perfect today what needs to be perfect. So we miss the perfection of today because we want to fix tomorrow.
True.
You know, and if we conquer the perfection of today, we can face tomorrow.
Amen.
You know, I just want to encourage somebody because I also struggled myself during the coronavirus. And just, you know, to encourage you and to somebody that wants to start. Start. Don't let the enemy
tell you otherwise.
You know, but let's just go into prayer and just, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the honor, we give you the glory this afternoon. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for who you've been. Lord, continue to order our steps. And I want to pray for everyone, Lord Jesus, who has a vision, who has a dream to begin. Lord, can you do, Mudimaka, what you've done for Joshua? Joshua had to take over Moses in the Bible, and he was not sure, he was not too confident about the journey, but he faced many battles. Father, I pray that you just begin to put your hand over every young person, every old person, any person that is listening to us this afternoon. Heavenly Father, I pray that you open their spiritual ears and just begin to order their steps, Holy Spirit. And I come against anything, any opposition, any enemy that is facing them, Holy Spirit, that you guide them, you watch them, you go ahead of them in the name of Jesus. God, continue to be who you are. You're an omnipresent God. You are there where we haven't been. Continue even to be in the rooms that we have not entered. Go ahead of us in the name of Jesus. I pray against the spirit of fear, Lord. You said we should not have the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of fear, Lord. And I pray that every person that is listening, as they walk into their households, as they walk into their potential businesses, Lord, cover them with an aroma, a perfume that just begins to change their environment. Holy Spirit, I pray a spirit of confidence, no fear in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this afternoon that you continue just to be who you are and help us to believe and trust that all things, the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. You know, when we think of all things, we just think, we assume it's just the good, but it's all things, even the bad things that are happening, even the opposition that is happening, work together for us who love the Lord. So all things that are happening, Lord, may they look at them as a positive step, as a stepping stone. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Miss Bartons.
Thank you so much.
Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Madame Masego Kunubi.
Thank you so much.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made, budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.